in the tripod. Z 107.9.
What's up, Tropicana?
How you doing today?
I'm feeling good. Out here in LA right now, man. I feel good. How you doing?
I'm doing good, babe. It's funny that you would be calling. By the way, I got my girl Lil D in the building with me, too. We was just watching last week's episode of Love & Hip Hop. You was all on TV breaking up a happy home.
Nah, you know, I'm there. I'm just helping out. Actually, I was helping out her with the record. But, you know what I'm saying? Carly Rae, she the homie. You know, I'm glad her and Young Jack, you know, they working things out.
I don't know if they working things out, bruh. I'm going to have to keep watching the show to find out. Carly Rae not your girlfriend, though, on the low? You can tell me. I ain't going to tell nobody.
Nah, she the homie. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is.
Lil D, you buying that? So you ain't never smashed? Come on, D. You can't ask him that. Your hands was all on her butt. She got a nice butt. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
he ain't never hit that.
Ain't no camera tricks. It's definitely there. You know what I'm saying?
I like you.
He said those was my hands and that was her butt. He hollering. You and Young Jack cool though. Y'all ain't got no issues.
You know what? A lot of people don't know. Before I had actually shot that scene, it actually was reality. That's why they call it. I mean, I'm guessing that's why they call it reality TV, because I ain't no fan was going to come actually to the session.
So that really wasn't set up. That really happened like that, for real.
Yeah, at least I ain't know. You know what I'm saying?
Would you feel a kind of way if you knew that Carly Rae set you up like that just to make Jack jealous?
Would I feel a way? No, I mean, I ain't going to say I would feel a way. I couldn't feel a way like that, you know what I'm saying? But a lot of people don't know, me and Fam actually, years ago when I had first dropped birthday, so he had came to the crib in Chicago, and he actually tried to sign me, you know, so that was actually the first time I seen him when he came to the crib when I first dropped that joint before I was signed. He was just trying to, you know, chop it up. We had linked up, so that was the first time I actually had met Young Jock. So prior to me seeing him with Carly, that was the last time I seen him, you know, so there had to have been a mutual respect, you know what I'm saying? Or had me not ever meeting him before. But, you know, it is what it is. He cool, man. Like I said, I'm glad they worked things out.
That was a really great politically correct answer. I'm not mad at it. Will I be seeing you on the show at all anymore?
As far as I know, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, as far as I know, I don't know. They got plenty of footage or whatever they want to do with it, and you know, they make that's their job. So I'm gonna just sit back and just pay attention myself with y'all.
Mm-hmm. I got my eye on you, Jeremiah. So in other news, I just heard a really dope song. Word in the streets is you dropped a record today.
Yeah, it's my new joint, man. It's called Don't Tell 'Em. Ironically.
Yeah, real ironic. Who's on the record with you?
YG, and produced by my homie Mustard and Mick Schultz, man. I actually had a lot of fun creating that record, as well as my album right now, which I should be looking forward to real soon. It's called Late Night, following up after my mixtape I dropped not too long ago. So, man, I feel good about this record, man. It's one of them records I feel 100 about. Definitely for the summer, definitely for the ladies, definitely for all the fellas. So make sure y'all check it out. And good looking for all the support and everybody calling in.
Nice. So outside of the mixtape, it's been a little bit since we heard from you. What have you been working on? We kind of missed you a little bit.
You know what, man? I'm not gonna lie. I miss all my fans. I actually been juggling my project as well as other people's project. I guess it got to the point where I felt like, man, I really was like helping a lot of people. And I won't say I disappeared, because it's crazy sound. I kind of still been on a lot of people's records or whatnot, but I definitely thought it was time for me to drop my own joint. And this is definitely that one. Man, I think it's just go time now. It's a great year. 2014 just take over. It's about time for the summer. And this record right here hopefully helps eat it up for me.
Well, since you said it's go time, then we gotta do it. Jeremiah, go ahead, introduce your new single right here in the Trap House.
Y'all already know, Cleveland, it's your boy Jeremiah. This is my new joint featuring YG. Don't tell him.